Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, no ordinary worship, no ordinary praise, and no ordinary living here on Daily Fire with me, your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ, with a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then ending, assigning your task for today. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. And our topic for today is elevated faith. Elevated faith. We're in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live for Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul. Call in by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study, where I take your questions and comments on air, and there is no topic off limits. Call in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or tune in online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. Now, if you can't tune in live to Daily Fire, you can still ensure you don't miss the teaching by following the podcast. So the recording will be texted to you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting your message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching, and you can forward that to someone else to bless their soul and their faith as well. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, contact me there, as well as sow a seed or a donation as I prepare to go into live television ministry on TBN, which costs thousands of dollars, on my website at rossi.org, rawsi.org. Make sure you visit today. We're now going to the Word in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, reading from the KJV. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Now listen to this. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Last two verses. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me right now. Elevated faith. Are you a person who just has faith? Someone who just names it and claims it? Someone who says, oh, I believe it? Or are you a person that really lives a life of faith? You see, there is a difference. There are some people who walk around and they confess all the time that they have faith in God, but there is no evidence of that faith in their actions or in their lives, their words or conduct. Are you one of those people? Do you say that you believe God is going to answer your prayer, but constantly find yourself in a state of anxiety or worrying about the same thing that you just professed you believed God would answer? Are you asking God to do certain things, or has God already promised you certain blessings and benefits with the understanding that blessings are not always financial? Blessings include just life itself. Waking up this morning is a blessing. Glory. Still being in your right mind is a blessing. Being able to have somewhere to lay your head, whether it's an apartment or a condo or a house or at your mother's house, it is a blessing. Think about those who don't have that. I'm just trying to give you a reality check today on whether or not you truly are just claiming faith or live a life in elevated faith. What I'm telling you is that we'll know by your actions. Glory. Elevated faith. So in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10 that I read unto you, the author started by defining faith for us. It is the substance of things hoped for, combined with the evidence of things not seen. So you're hoping for it. You're believing for it. You've prayed for it, and maybe you've shouted, fasted, sold some kind of faith offering. Maybe you are, you know, just constantly proclaiming it. But in Hebrews, we were being told that that alone is insufficient. Faith is also the evidence, glory, of the things not seen. Now, I'm an attorney. So when I go into court, you know, I just was in a civil trial a few weeks ago, jury trial. Then, you know, I was representing Luther Johnson V, the student athlete lacrosse player from Christopher Columbus that had been banned from all sports his senior year over a 20-second lacrosse play. When I went into court, and thank God we prevailed in each situation, unanimous jury verdict in favor of my client and won, and Luther's back on the field. But I couldn't just stand up there and talk about it, talk about the result that I hoped for. You know, I could give opening statements and I could give closing arguments, but somewhere in between there had to be some evidence. Evidence of the outcome that I hoped for, glory. Evidence of the outcome that I prayed for. Evidence of the victory that I wanted. There had to be some testimony and some exhibits. You know, there were depositions. Now faith, elevated faith, it's more than what you say. The evidence of it, the testimony of it, the tangible things that people can see that evidence it, are how you live. Glory. Isn't this good teaching? In Hebrews 11, we were given several examples of people of great faith. Abel, offering a better sacrifice than his brother Cain. Why? Because he believed in the God that he'd been taught about. Enoch being translated. In other words, God took him. He did not go through the physical process of death. Abraham, Noah, there are so many others. I didn't even have time to read it. But in that sixth verse, it said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible. Because when you come to him, it stated, you must first believe that God is. That God is what? That God is whom? That God is Alpha and Omega. That God is the first and the last. The author and the finisher of your faith. That God is sovereign. That God is he which was, which is, who is to come. That God is a prayer answering God. That God created you. That God created the world. And that there is nothing impossible for him. Because if you don't first believe that, then your faith is futile. It has no merit. It then says, and that you believe that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. How does one diligently seek him? By living a life of elevated faith. God, I'm not going to just name it and claim it, but I'm going to believe it and live it. The way that I speak will evidence it. The places I go, the way I envision my future, what I speak over my children, I'm talking for you and for me today. What you speak in your home, what you speak in your marriage, the way you treat your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend, the way you treat your children, the way that you finance, where you prioritize, you know, do you tithe and give offering, or do you just, you know, give God $3 or $5 when that's all you have left? You have not prioritized him, so you don't have elevated faith, and accordingly, you don't see the results of elevated faith in your life. Glory. Last year, let me give you this quick example. Well, before last year, the year before, you know, at my church, First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, out in here in Miami, our pastor, he was asking for $30 a week offering. And if you didn't have it, give as much as you could. But as you know, a church has a budget, right? So I was giving that. Then last year, the Lord told me to increase my offering to $100 per Sunday. Now I'm also a consistent tither. And I was like, Lord, that's more than triple what he's asking for. But then I stopped short because I said, if God told me to increase my offering to $100 per Sunday, that meant that he would ensure the provision was there, knowing all the other things I had to do as well. I didn't miss giving that. Then this year, January, again, God told me, I want you now to increase your offering to $200 per Sunday. Stay here with me. Now, I will tell you, I almost fainted. Wait, Lord, $200 per Sunday, and I'm not telling any of you to do that. I'm showing you what elevated faith will do. I said, God, $200 per Sunday plus the tithe and offering that I give? And he said, yes. So I said again, if you've told me to do that, then that means you will ensure I have it. So here we are now in August, and I'm at the point now to have given in August, by the end of this year, first Sunday, you know, church, as much as I gave last year in totality, and I gave thousands upon thousands of dollars in church last year. I mean, well over 10,000, thousands upon thousands. And here I am at this point already there, elevated faith, and I have more coming in. And for the last 3 years, glory, stay with me, and I'm about to go into prayer, but God is really speaking to someone through me right now to understand about elevated faith. Every year, the last 3 years, I've been professing that I am a happily married. I'm not married yet. Multi-millionaire, not married yet. Evangelist of the gospel and advocate, prominent evangelist of the gospel, and advocate of criminal justice reform. Cases are running me down now because, you know, I'm just winning by the grace of God. And I'm on television. If you go to my law office website, callrossywilliams.com, I'm on NBC, CBS, Fox, radio stations, ABC. I'm not saying this to put myself forward. What I'm trying to show you, and it just hit me, glory, what elevated faith will do. Think about, I have no commercials on television for my law office. I have no commercials on the radio for my law office. I have never had a commercial on television for my law office. Are you hearing me? Never had a commercial on the radio for my law office. But each year that I've been doing what God has told me to do, my revenue has over doubled. And if I don't reach millionaire this year, which I believe I will definitely reach it next year, elevated faith, more than living it. I mean, more than saying it, being obedient to God, because your obedience to him, your now faith, your desire to believe him and actually believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, is more important than anything else. Elevated faith brings elevated results, brings elevated life and elevated blessings. Will you believe and evidence it today? Glory. There are so many other things I could tell you, but I don't have time. But this is my season, glory. And because you're hanging in here with me, and because you're going to apply this teaching, it is now your season. Elevated faith. Everything I've been proclaiming is like right here. Because I didn't just proclaim it, I lived it. I didn't stop believing. The salvation for all of my family. Deliverance for all of my family. Reconciliation of marriages. Physical healing. Elevation in every area of life. Psychologically, physiologically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, recreationally. It's not just here for me, but for all of you who have been hanging in with me, not missing daily fire and not missing application of it. Elevation is here for you today. I'm going to finish this up the rest of this week. I want to give you just some more examples of what God is doing, how I got there, which includes my failures. I don't want you to think that it has all been easy. There have been times that I gave up or felt like giving up or didn't want to obey or made errors. And I want to take you through the full gamut of how I got to elevated faith. So make sure you don't miss tomorrow. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, our souls are pricked today. Our hearts are pricked. Our minds are pricked, Father, because we have now truly understood that we've been living beneath our privilege, beneath our benefits, beneath our blessings, beneath what you have for us. We've just been claiming faith. We've just been speaking faith. But we have not been living faith. We have not been evidencing faith. But today, Father, we've been liberated. Glory. Today, we've been set free to live in ever elevated faith, to not just speak it but live it, to not just talk the talk but walk the walk, that everything we do, everything we say, everywhere we go, everything we plan, everything we strategize is in alignment with the faith. It evidences the victory we're hoping for. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, combined with the evidence of the victory not yet seen. And without faith, it is impossible to please you. So we believe that you are God. We believe that you are God. We believe that you are God. We believe, we believe. We stand on it. We testify to it. We live on it. We can bank on it. You are God. Hallelujah. And there's nothing impossible for you. Now, Father, bless everyone listening. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Touch them wherever they are. Touch them, Father. Heal them. Give them the faith, the elevated faith of the blessing of knowing who you are, that covenant God who cannot lie, who will do just what you said you will do. The promises in you are yes and amen. And we will forever give you the praise and glory. In the name of Jesus, we just say thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you, 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 we say thank you, we thank you, we say thank you, we say thank you, we say thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, amen. Our time is run. Let me give the altar call and end with our task. Make sure you do not miss tomorrow. If you can't tune in live, make sure you text the message, DS. There are only two letters in the message to the phone number 33222 now so that you will get the recordings, okay? Let's do the altar call. For those of you who are not saved, my soul is so full. I can't wait to share with you how to get to this point where I am now. Glory! Or who are backslidden or who have not been living the evidence of elevated faith, please speak. I'm sorry, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Father, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I will not just speak faith, but I will live faith. Every day of my life, glory, everything I do, glory. Everything I say in the midst of circumstances that don't even show the victory yet, I will do what I do if I already had what I'd asked for. Glory! In Jesus' name, we count it done. And I say thank you. Amen. Listen, our time has run. Oh, make sure you don't miss the rest of this. Now, tonight, I will not be able to do Real Talk Grown Folks Bible Study due to an engagement tonight, but we will definitely be back live next Wednesday night. I'll see you live in the morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. Remember, go to rossi.org and sow a donation. This is part of Elevated Faith to help me go live in television ministry, because you will also become a soul winner every day by helping me win souls for the kingdom. All right, our topic for today is elevated faith. Your task for today is twofold. Number one, I want you to write down again what it is that you're believing for. Put that vision in front of you. And then from the rest for this day forward, I want you to do the things you would be doing, living the way you'd be living, putting yourself in position to live the way you'd be living if you had just what you'd ask for. Number two, I want you to share this word with at least three people today whom you know are believing God for something. You can forward the text message or you can send them to my website, rossi.org. It'll be available on the broadcast page after 8 a.m. Eastern. That's rawsi.org. Elevated faith is more than just talking. It's walking the walk and receiving the blessings every day. I'll see you in the morning.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.